Hello, welcome to Social Media Weekly, episode 24th, March 2021. Social Media Weekly is brought to you by Virtual Palace Marketing, rehumanizing your marketing experience. My name is Sean. This week's news, Facebook working on AR wristwatch. The social media company, known for its aggressive investment into AR and VR, has released a new concept device that allows us to manipulate the AR-VR world using our hands. Last week, we talked about Facebook actually allocating about a fifth of the workforce into AR-VR, which means that it is heavily investing into this future at the moment, both on the hardware and the software side of things. And this is one of the new devices that has, the concept device that has unearthed. The interface is designed to use electromyography, EMG, sensors to detect motor nerve signals and interact with the interface accordingly. A demo video released shows a person using their fingers and hand gesture commands to control virtual objects. Facebook says that the wrist is a more natural spot to wear the next generation smart devices compared to mobile phones, and where we can easily use it to manipulate our surroundings. But of course, we will still need some form of screen or heads-up display to project that virtual item. So it could either be a public screen, like let's say when you walk out on the street and the public screen is there and it's interacting with you, and in order to interact back with it, you use your wearable device to give it commands to do stuff. Or a heads-up display on your glasses, like Google Glasses, or Facebook's coming up with their own glasses, their VR devices, Oculus and all that stuff. Either way, I don't see the wrist watch being able to work on its own. It does need a screen to project and for us to be able to interact with. So it will be kind of like an accessory device rather than a standalone device. So in that sense, I don't think it is a good replacement for the mobile device that we have now, because the mobile device is one device that does both gesture control in terms of using your thumb to give it commands and also being able to see it. Next moves for Clubhouse, are they enough? In the recent town hall meeting, the people at Clubhouse have outlined the few priorities in order to keep ahead of rising competition from Facebook and Twitter. They are, number one, moving the feed layout to let users more easily find rooms and clubs they want. Clubhouse current feed is actually very difficult to use because you can search for rooms. Sorry, you can search for clubs. You can't search for rooms. And the feed will show you three rooms that are happening at the moment, that or 3 to 5 that they think that you want to know about. It takes a lot of space, too much information, so it's not an effective use of screen real estate. Then as more and more rooms happen all the time in Clubhouse, it's more difficult to find the rooms that you want, and some of them are not properly titled, some of them are too long, and it's filled with things that it's just not good, right? So there is a lot of streamlining that needs to be done in terms of the news feed layout. I call it news feed, like the feed layout, the main screen, in terms of optimizing the real estate, possibly turning it into like a little bit of a Snapchat style card, 2x3 kind of thing, so you can see more. But that's something in the pipeline. Second one is to expand into Android. Yes, definitely, because Android is it's a larger market globally, and in order to compete with the likes of Facebook and Twitter, which both has already said that they will be releasing both iOS and Android devices at the same versions at the same time, so Clubhouse will immediately be at a loss from the get-go. So they need to build the Android app. They said that it's going to come in a couple of months, which to be honest is not fast enough, so they need to double down and do this quick. The third one is to remove invite-only limitations. So initially Clubhouse created the invite-only limitation for two reasons, right? Number one is it creates a sense of exclusivity where it's limited, people will want it. It's the same concept that Hotmail adopted in the very beginning, and the same concept that Gmail adopted in the very beginning as well. So there was exclusivity, and now that it's going into mainstream, it's becoming big, they need to remove this and let everybody in. At this point, Clubhouse has absolutely no advantage over the larger social giants on any front. Both Facebook and Twitter have a more competent newsfeed algorithm, larger Android user base, and a far more competent team than and funding to outrun Clubhouse at any rate. And Twitter is releasing their apps in as early as April to iOS and Android users. It's called Spaces. And Facebook is actually utilizing what they already have, which is Facebook Messenger Rooms. And they're going to strip it down, remove all the video component, and build three audio components, which is completely public to people you know and invite only, similar to Clubhouse. So both of them already have the technology to do this, and they're moving a lot faster than Clubhouse. I don't see any way Clubhouse can compete in this this game, and unless they can appeal to the ethical and humanitarian side, or the woke and the anti-establishment side of all humans, which, to be honest, is not a lot, right? There is no other advantage they have. Moving on, Instagram working on a kids version. Instagram is officially Instagram does not allow anyone under the age of 13 to create an account. In the real world, though, even company's chief Adam Mosseri knows that it's impossible to enforce, because kids can use their father's name to create their account, or the parents' accounts, or, you know, it's easy to bypass all these things. Which is why the company is building a kids version. There are still many unanswered questions to how this new app would work, but the team is already calling it Kidstagram. Nice ring to it, right? I kind of like it as well. The new app will ultimately allow kids to interact with their family members and peers, peers as in friends, while keeping them away from predators and other dangers that are looming around the adult version of Instagram. Humans are just being humans, right? They like to bully, they like to troll, they like to catfish and all this kind of stuff. So kids should be protected from this kind of evil, and that's what Kidstagram is supposed to do. It will also have tracking functions that will allow parents to oversee the kids' activities online, which, fair enough. Apart from the parents forcing their kids to use Kidstagram, there has to also be other motivations for the kids to want to use it as opposed to the adults' app. It has to be cool enough, it has to be a place where their friends are so they can stay in it. Instagram needs to be able to build that onto the app. Instagram Reels spotted on some users in Malaysia. I don't know if all users have access to Instagram Reels yet here, but I just did. And knowing Instagram, not all users will have the same experiences throughout the app. So they may vary across the board. It's not an iOS or Android kind of thing. It really comes down to, because I manage a number of Instagram accounts, and even within the same mobile device, all these Instagram accounts have completely, but a lot of different experiences in terms of layouts, functionalities, and stuff like that. So anyway, Reels is Instagram's version of TikTok. It will have a 15-second to 30-second recording limit based on which you prefer, ability to add music clips and to control the speed of your videos, and it can also add some effects as well. There is, to be honest, absolutely no creativity applied to building this new function onto the Instagram's part, so it really is copy and paste. To check if you have it, just go to Instagram Stories or Add New Posts section, swipe to the right, past stories to Reels. If you go directly to live and don't see Reels, then you don't have it yet. There is also this other format, which is you check the bottom center where you usually use to post a new post. If it turns into this little box with kind of like and the diagonally black and white squares, then you have Reels. If not, then you just go to post a new post, and then you see, swipe around, you see whether you can find Reels or not. YouTube testing ability to automatically detect products in videos. Although still in the very early stages, YouTube is already testing a feature that will automatically detect products that appear in videos and suggest other videos that showcase similar products. So for example, if you have a video and within your video you are talking about a product or a product is just there, it has the ability to scan and do like kind of like a reverse search, like how Taobao and Alibaba has, and Google used to have as well, a reverse search that will identify all the products and then be able to add, kind of like influence the algorithm for the next videos and suggest videos that have similar products or talk about the products that was in the videos. It is actually a perfect way for YouTube to expand to their affiliate marketing and display advertisement services. This move also puts YouTube on the trajectory to becoming a shopping platform, much like Instagram's recent push. So I guess everybody's moving into online shopping now that the COVID thing has kind of gotten people used to buying things online. That's all for Social Media Weekly this week. Social Media Weekly podcast is available on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Our full videos are available on YouTube, and we post bits and clips on Instagram and Facebook. This is Social Media Weekly episode 24th March 2021. My name is Sean. See you next week. Stay safe. Au revoir.